Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused. Now we talk every single day. These two chicks ain't going away. We talk nonstop about boys, books, and everything. Give us a listen, we might be your thing.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Claudia, not B.
And this is B, not Claudia.
And we're here. We're here, and it's December.
It's the 12th month! What? Okay, well, since it's December, I think the most important topic that we need to go over, Claudia, is where everyone falls on the spectrum of Christmas decorations. So I'm going to ask you straight up, and I want you to be honest with me. Are you a Christmas decoration right after Halloween? Do you wait until Thanksgiving's over? When do you put up your Christmas tree?
Okay, it depends on the year, because let's see, consistency is not my forte.
I think I've heard that before.
But I love Christmas so much, and I love decorations so much, that I get them up right away. Like, I am right after Halloween, girl, but...
Ooh.
I am...
That's bold.
But I am... But for Halloween, I'm August 1st, girl.
Okay.
Like, typically. This year did not happen. Way too much going on. Which is fine. You know, it just is what it is. Last year totally happened. I just love Christmas, and I love the lights, and I love the decorations, and I just love all of it. And so I just, it makes me happy. And so I just think it's funny that people are so, get so mad about it. And it's like...
People feel very personally attacked if you do Christmas sooner than they're ready for it.
I know, and I'm like, why is that a big deal? Just let people do their thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think that's a good rule of thumb to usually just let people do their thing. While I do not judge you for doing your own thing, I kind of go on the other end of Christmas decorations. I am just a real big lover and supporter of all the holidays, so I enjoy doing something for October. I enjoy doing something for November that's like Thanksgiving-y vibed, you know, fall, all of that, and then going into Christmas. I like to decorate for Christmas, like, Black Friday. I would totally do it right after Thanksgiving because I, too, love a good Christmas motif. But then after Christmas, I really like taking down Christmas and getting ready for the new year and having, like, a new set of decorations ready for that and all of that. So I embrace Christmas as early as possible. I also get rid of Christmas as early as possible.
Oh, really?
I am ready to move on.
I never am ready to move on. I hate it when I have to put it away. It's like stripping your house of joy. I hate it.
Oh, see, but for me, I get excited because I have like New Year's decorations that I put up. So I get excited for those ones. There have been years though when I've kept Christmas up because I wasn't ready to take it down. And whatever you do, personally speaking here, whether you do like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Christmas, over all three of those, whatever, I think you just have to have some twinkle lights. Like, I am so grateful for the people that already have their Christmas lights up and that you can drive around in the darkness that is Washington State right now in the winter and just see light like that. You gotta have some twinkle lights. Mm-hmm. And I think twinkle lights could be up all year for all I care.
Oh, I love them too.
Love them.
I love it. I know. I have twinkle lights up all year round in my apartment, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
As you should.
Well, and see, I have Thanksgiving decorations as well. I just kind of have it like.
Oh, you just blend them all together,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I do. Like, after Halloween, I, like, you know, I put some Halloween stuff away, and then I, like, take out and kind of replace it with, like, Thanksgiving, but then I still have Christmas there as well, so it's just like a big hullabaloo.
Smorgasbord of things to celebrate.
Exactly.
It's a holiday smorgasbord.
What makes you weird?
What makes me weird? Why would you think I'm weird, Claudia?
Who is it weird? Who is it the weird? Oh my gosh. Okay. So, my students, we were like,
They
had a chance to create their own character. And so one of the questions on the sheet they filled out was, what are your character's quirks? Mm-hmm. And they were like, what's a quirk? And then I explained to them what a quirk was. Mm-hmm. And I use me as an example. But first, I want to know what makes you weird, B. Like, what are things that you do that are people typically are like, what?
Okay, well, to be honest, there's a couple of them for me. But the one the one that I'm going to tell you about is I am a hippie at heart. And that means that I have had a lot I've really gotten into, like, energy work and the whole yogi vibe and kind of a little bit of a tree hugger and things like that. So what typically throws people off about me is when I tell them that, one, I'm really into crystals, and two, I'm really into, like, moonology of the moon cycle. I love those things so much.
Oh, my gosh.
So for our Patreon subscribers that get to see the video of us, you'll see this, but I have like this crystal box that I'm showing Claudia right now that just has all of these little crystals in it, and they help with you doing like meditation and yoga and like cleansing your chakras and getting them in line and all this stuff. And I love it so much. It makes me really happy. Why are you laughing at me?
Oh my God. Just because I'm just picturing you like laying down, like, and you creating a reel. You have to create a reel with you about your crystals.
Okay.
And the crystals like all around you, and like you edit it to where it like twinkles, and you're like, oh,
you should be my director. I just dropped my favorite one. Wait. Okay. First of all, I dropped my favorite one, and then I had to get the other one from under my pillow because sometimes I sleep with them under my pillow. So my favorite one is a rose quartz. That's really big and beautiful, and it feels so good. And then I have an amethyst that I love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are my favorite ones. I use the amethyst a lot for meditation. And honestly, Claudia, it makes such a difference when you're meditating with an amethyst. My brain doesn't like to meditate, but then when I'm like holding it, I'm just like, I feel very focused right now. I'm so calm. I'm so focused.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so why I'm weird isn't as elegant as yours.
Well, I don't know that anyone's called crystals elegant, but thank you for that.
So I itch my throat in like a weird way.
Okay, I think you've shown me before. It is funny. Do it again.
So, okay, when I have an itch in my throat, I do this, and the majority of my family does it, and we didn't realize that it was weird until we started doing it in public, and people would be like, huh? But if I have an itch in my throat, I do this. And that's how I scratch it.
That is the weirdest sound.
And then my ears sometimes itch, so I have to like, you know... Well, and it's funny. So the guy that I'm
Wait, do you do a sound to each itch your ear, or do you just dig in?
Huh? Yeah, well, sometimes my ear will itch, too, and so I'll have to, like, go like this to my ear.
Oh, itch it. Okay, okay.
Yeah. But the guy that I'm dating, he's like, why does the inside of your body itch so much?
That's kind of a good question, actually.
Yeah, and then I actually, I don't know. And then I'll be itching. I'm like, oh, I'm itchy. He's like, of course you are, and then he's like, oh, it's on the outside of your body. Okay. Oh. Like, oh.
Okay. So which parent did you guys get that throat itchy thing from? Like, did your mom or your dad do it?
I don't know if my parents do it. I know my oldest brother does. And then I know that both my sisters do. Now I'm itchy. So anyway, yeah, we just do it. And it's actually on my resume, and I get asked about it sometimes when I audition.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird. So.
You know, I have to say, at least you don't clear your sinuses how some people do that, where it sounds like they're hawking a loogie, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, some people will be like, and like clear their sinuses that way. That grosses me out every time. I'm like, we're in public. Gross. You don't need to make that sound right now.
That is weird.
Here's a crystal. That'll help.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump from what makes us weird to what makes us literary minded.
Oh my gosh.
That was not the smoothest beginning I've ever done, but we're going with it, okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
We're gonna... Claudia has this cute little idea that I appreciate of doing a Mad Lib. I used to love these things when I was in high school.
I love them. I still do.
They are pretty great. Okay, so you're going to collect my...
Words.
My mm-hmm. words. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hit me with it.
All right, I need a holiday.
A holiday? Mm-hmm. Let's do 4th of July.
My fave.
I know, right?
Love it. Okay, day of the year.
April 25th.
Okay. adjective.
Shiny.
Okay. And the next one is number.
4.
Okay. Plural noun.
Birds.
And then I need verb ending in ing.
Tripping.
Okay.
Girl, you tripping.
My dad this way says he's always like, she. Okay. Plural noun.
Toes.
Rose.
Toes, as in the 10 little toes?
Toes, yes. Adjective.
Soft.
Soft? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not looking at your, like, mouth moving because I have the Mad Lib up on my computer, so I can't, like,
you're doing things. You're lips. Multitasking.
I know.
That's okay.
Okay. I need a plural noun and then another plural noun. Let's see.
Two different plural nouns?
I think so. Yeah.
Let's go with cookies for one.
Okay.
And hairbrushes for another.
Okay. Oh, another plural noun. 3 in a row.
Neighbors.
All right. And then a noun.
Oh, no plural this time? Mm-hmm. Fine. Mm-hmm. Let's go with pillow.
Okay. And then, oh man, if we had a sponsor for a pillow, that'd be like perfect to add right there.
That would. This Mad Lib brought to you by pillows.
I know. An adjective.
Sticky.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I don't have to come up with another one.
So this is called, this Mad Lib is holiday decorating.
Ooh, okay.
One of my favorite times of year is 4th of July.
It's true.
I start decorating for 4th of July on April 25th. First, I put up the shiny tree. I love hanging about 4 birds on it. At the top, mm-hmm. I place our family's heirloom. Sorry, it's hard to, hold on.
Switch the words.
Oh, wait. Our family's heirloom. Oh, no. I missed a noun right after verb ending in ing.
Oh, just go back to it. We'll do it.
Okay, plural noun.
A plural noun?
No, a noun. I'm sorry, a noun.
Oh, candle.
Candle, okay. Okay, so then it's hard when you can't, like, write it down instead of, like, going back and forth. I place our family's heirloom candle. Next, I string the toes on the house.
Oh. That's graphic.
How am I... Hold on. There we go. Oh, okay. Tripping through neighbors, looking at the toes is one of my favorite childhood memories. They are so soft.
Oh, gross.
Last, I put up all the other decorations. I add cookies to the couches. Hang hair brushes above the mantle and add mm-hmm. neighbors to the bookshelves.
As you do.
I even add a pillow to the banister.
For when you're sliding down, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. In the end, my home looks so sticky. I can't wait for the 4th of July.
Yay! You know, I celebrate Independence Day slightly different, but that sounds pretty good.
I thought it was funny that you said sticky because it is hot, so it's kind of like fits.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was funny. I love Mad Libs. Man. We need to do that more. It was fun.
Yeah, definitely. And everyone should join me at my place for Independence Day.
Duh, keep your toes, though. Keep your toes.
Okay. Okay, you guys, this is a part of our episode where we go on over to Patreon and talk a little extra smack over there. So, like and subscribe. Please follow us on Patreon, and you can get this extra segment, too.
Let's try not to cry.
It's an effort these days.
Yes. So I thought it would be good to share a story that is really touching and just see if we try not to cry.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
B, go first.
So I don't have, like, a story necessarily, but anytime I see them on Facebook mostly, but there's some on Instagram where it's, like, the parent coming home from being deployed because they're a military parent, and you see, like, their family and their kids' reaction. I cannot help myself. I tear up every time. It is just, it's so sweet to see family that actually enjoy each other reunited. It's the sweetest.
Oh, yeah. That's how it was when my dad was overseas. He was gone for, like, 6 months out of a period. Like, he went 4 times, and then it was 6 months each time. Okay. And one time he had to go, and I didn't realize this, but Mom was like, oh, you almost made Dad cry today, because I was like, Daddy, please don't go, when he had to go. Aww. So
yeah, that would be hard. I know that's probably, like, way more personal to you than I just cry because I'm a sap with it, but... Gosh.
No, it is really sweet. It is so sweet. Yeah. Hearing that.
So those ones always get me. Just, they're too cute. Too cute. Especially when the dad goes into school and the kid's like... Okay.
Yeah. There was one where, like, a mom was deployed and she dressed up as a school mascot. And then she, like, was in the cafeteria and she took off the hat, and that was, and it was really
sweet.
That's
so cute. Oh, how fun would that be to help coordinate some surprise like that?
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be great.
So I was reminded of, I don't know if you have heard of Zach Sobiak or something. Okay. He wrote the song called Clouds, and it's actually, like, a movie on Disney Plus now called Clouds. Uh-huh. But it's just his story of he got cancer and then realized that he was gonna not survive. Mm-hmm. He was terminal. Mm-hmm. And so he wrote this song called Clouds, and there's, like, Soul Pancake does My Last Days. Like, they did, like, a series of basically families that they, like, of a family member that knew they were terminal and, like, their last days. And he has a whole episode of his, and it's so touching. Aww. But he wrote this song called Clouds, and he performed it, like, and did concerts and stuff and wrote songs with his friend and, like, all of that. And it's a really good song. And then it was, like, a family of four. Mm. And so... him and his sister were really close, and it was just, it's, like, so heartbreaking, because she, like, especially after he died and they, like, interviewed her, it was just awful.
Aww.
It's terrible.
Gosh.
I know, and him, like, no, saying goodbye to all of his. I know, it's horrible. I'm trying not to cry. I literally am, but it's him, like, saying bye to all his family. It's just heartbreaking.
The song is, you know? or the episodes where you see?
The whole episode is, like, a Soul Pancake episode. And then he says he has a girlfriend, too. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they, like, go on a date or whatever, and his, they, I think she takes him to, like, a... they have a picnic in the middle of, like, a football field and stuff. It's really sweet. Like, in a stadium. And then he, they get him to drive his, like, dream car that he wanted to drive. And he got to drive it. With his dad. And it's just, like, so sweet.
That is really...
heartbreaking.
You know, it just makes you appreciate life. My heavens. There's a a kid in the high school here that my, it's the school district that my niece and nephews go to, and they have, like, the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school all on the same campus, because it's kind of, like, a little town. But there's a kid in there that he had, I can't remember everything that happened. I think he was in an accident, and he was recovering from that, and they discovered that, or maybe he was sick. He might have had cancer or something. But he had a lot of health issues, and then they discovered that he has this giant blood clot that they can't remove, and it's basically just a time until it moves to his heart, you know? And
oh, God.
So his whole senior year, they're like, we really don't know, like, any day he could go, you know? And so he was like, it's been the best year. Like, I've done everything. We've taken, like, family trips, and we've accomplished these things. He's like, I just wanted to graduate, and I worked really hard to graduate early, and I did it, and I just wanted to get married, and my girlfriend and I got married, and, like, all this stuff. Like, it's just so humbling to think about, like, this kid knows he has a limited time, and he knows what's causing it, but really, all of us have limited time. Nobody knows how many days we're guaranteed, you know? And, like, tomorrow could be anyone's day that they move on, you know? So really, like, we should all be really trying to enjoy where we're at and live for the future, but, like, man, savor these minutes, because this is all we have, you know?
I know. Well, and I love the book My Sister's Keeper by Jodi Picoult, mm-hmm. because it's a big lesson, and which is why I refuse to watch the movie, because I heard that they completely changed the ending, which, like, makes no sense. But the whole point is that there's a sister who has cancer, and then a sister who's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom dotes all over the sister that has cancer. And then at the very end of the story, the healthy sister dies in a car wreck. And then the girl with cancer actually survives, gets married, has kids.
Mm.
So, like, it just teaches you to be present in the moment. And, like, the mom had, like, so much guilt with
that. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Like, really, like, neglecting her healthy daughter. And her healthy daughter was, like, felt,
yeah, because she thought she had, like, a lifetime with her. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys, I hope it's cried with us a little bit there.
I know. And go watch Clouds on Disney Plus. I haven't even seen that movie yet. I always was, like, a fan of the story, because it was in 2013, so it was mm-hmm. my senior year of college, and so I was really just would watch it all the time and cry.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you guys for joining us for another episode. We're hoping you're going to have just the holly jolly season this December. It's crazy that it's December, right?
I know. It is crazy. What a weird time.
What a time to be alive, December. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as always, you guys, we tell you every week, and we'll keep telling you, follow us on all the platforms. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you check out our Patreon. We have two different tiers that you can subscribe for, and they have different options. But you get a whole extra segment with us if you are a member of our Patreon. And thanks for being here. Thanks for taking the time to listen to us. We appreciate that so much. And we'll be back next week.
Sounds good. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.